Okay, Art, very good. I heard all that. Sounded good. Good to hear you this morning. And I'm telling, I'm thinking that I need to probably maybe think about doing this all the time. Sounds like it's a productive thing. At least up to May and to the third week of May of the Dayton Hamvention. I think that maybe things might start getting a little bit more active when we, the closer we get to the greatest spectacle on amateur radio when it happens, you know. I thought that one up too. Comes, of course, from the Indianapolis 500. You trade out the race with radio. Still the same R. So maybe bringing this up every morning for a couple hours. And possibly adding to it. I mean, I have to check my correspondent link, see how much room I got. I think I got it scheduled for 10. But, you know, we could come up with some other. It's all about 220. Even though Indianapolis has a 2 meter coming in, and that could be where you're at, Art, I don't know. But several people come in through that, which that's fine, of course. So anyway, 73 for now, and we'll see who else is wants to get on the link here. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
I'm going to try to squeak under the door here real quick. KD9ZWT, Indiana.
Yeah, good morning, ZWT. Good to hear you this morning. We thought maybe you might be wandering in here somewhere. Yeah. So, and here you are. So I'm going to think about this today and see if I can come up with a brainiac. Maybe make this a net or something. I don't know, a chit-chat group or, you know, something special. I mean, I can link them in. I've got it linked in now. I always do it. I had the technician over here yesterday afternoon, the evening actually, looking at my radio link system. We were a little hot on the mic, and I can see the blue bar moving across the bottom. Looks like we're in good shape this morning. It's not, the hum is gone. The overreacting on the hot mic is gone, so I need to get signal reports here from you guys. But anyway, we might think about trying to get this together by, what, Monday through Friday? I don't know. Started something new on the 220 side of things. It could grow into a big mushroom. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Good morning, Indianapolis.
Yeah, I just have to be home this morning. I'm going to kind of start checking into this whenever I am here. Got a few things going on. Got several QTH projects going on. Going to redo a couple of decks over the summer, at least work on them. I'm going to add in a couple of real tall poles for antennas and dipoles. So other than that, that's about it for me. KD9ZWT, Indiana, got to go.
Hi, DWT. Listen, have a good time with that. Good luck with you on all that. Maybe you get back in here tomorrow if you do stop by. You can give us an update on how the work's progressing. You know, conversation. You know, that's what it's all about here on the hamster radio stations. Hamster radio. So I know I got a couple other 220 repeaters I could bring in. And in fact, I might bring one in here just when I drop the mic here. We don't have Kentucky in here with us, and it's sometimes it's active down that way. I know they got something goes on Wednesday nights at about 7:45 on the Walton 220 Kentucky repeater. They call it the little event, the little event, and a lot of them get on there and talk. Of course, a lot of them are using those girly radios. Now the girly radios are, of course, those are HTs. I call it a girly radio. But, you know, it seems to work. I mean, you got people that are close to the repeater, and if these 5-watt handhelds can hit it, I guess. But I just wonder, can they talk simplex at a distance? Not, I don't think so. So I'm a simplex 220 operator, and that's the top of my list of all time, of course. That's the beauty of all that, so... Anyways, okay, Indianapolis, good to hear you. WNSAM, Dayton, Ohio. Go ahead, next.